Welcome to the next Mean on Azure. My name is Daniel Egan. In this episode, we're going to move past what we've been working on. We've been setting up our environment. We've been setting up MongoDB in various places, showing you how to do that, whether you like Linux, whether you like Windows, whether you want to set it up on your laptop itself, whether you want to set it up on your Mac. We've gone through all that, so you should be ready and primed to really get some stuff done. So in this video, what we're going to do is set up a sample project. But we're going to set up the sample project and not just, you know, load it and show you how it works. We're going to go through step by step and show you all the different pieces of it, the routes, the files, all that stuff that actually make up the project. Now, in this, we're going to talk about something called NPM. It's Node Package Manager. NPM is really where the power is. If you want to see how many actual packages there are, I could actually tell you, I think there's 227,000 different packages, but it's easier to actually visualize it. So if we look here, somebody's actually taken the time to look through all the different packages and make an interconnected view of how all these NPM packages are connected together. I mean, that is really cool. This is both the power of building a Node app, of building a Mean app, but it's also going to be where you run into a few problems. The reason is, of those 227,000 different projects, there's probably 227,000 different developers, or at least 227,000 open source projects. And making sure that those work together is sometimes a bit tricky. But here's the coolest part. No matter what you want to do, most times, you'll realize that it's already built for you. So if you're going to work with Twitter, if you're going to work with Facebook, if you're going to work with, like, our project, Water Rower, whatever you want to do and whatever API set you want to work with, make sure you check out NPM first to see if it's there. There's no reason to write brand new code if it's already out there. If it's almost what you want and you need a few tweaks to it, these things are open source. You can fork it and tweak it and make it what you want. So I hope you enjoyed this next session in Mean on Azure. Let's get started. Okay, now before we start coding, we need to understand one of the fundamental components of the Mean stack, and that's the end, and that's Node. So what exactly is Node? Node specifically is a non-blocking, event-driven web server. Pretty simple enough, right? So what this means is you can spin up a web server wherever you want. You can spin it up locally, you can spin it up in VMs, and it's very lightweight. And the non-blocking part of it really allows you to scale tremendously. Now, it utilizes callbacks to do this. It's written not in JavaScript, it's written in C that allows you to write server-side code in JavaScript. And the best part is right here, there's frameworks. Now, if you had to write everything in Node by yourself, you'd go crazy. It's all not low-level stuff, but you don't want to have to write all the plumbing for everything. So there's frameworks that are on top of Node that allow you to do stuff easily. And we're going to look into one of those today. We're going to look into the E in the Mean stack a little bit. We're going to dive into it, and that's Express. So let's go do it. Okay, we're going to start very simple here. And I want to start simple for a reason. We're going to jump into some generators and using the Express framework and all that stuff in just a little bit in this video. But I wanted you to see Node at its core, Node at its simplest, so that when you see the more expansive version, you can understand what's going on. So you can see that I'm sitting here in my C projects folder, and I'm going to create a new folder called Node Sample, and then I'm going to cd into that folder. And so I'm in that folder. I'm going to launch my code editor. If you can use Sublime, you can use Visual Code, you can use whatever you want. I'm going to use code. Attempt code, period, enter. And it's going to launch Visual Studio Code for me. So I'm going to bring that over here. Now I need to create a file for this. And so we're going to actually make this really simple. I'm going to call it simple node sample.js. And I'll do save as, and we'll do simple node sample.js and click OK. And I want to rename it right away because then I get all the nice coloring and the IntelliSense and all that other stuff. And I'm going to write the simplest of things in Node. I'm going to create a server. So to write a web server, what I need to do is pull in one of the modules. If we actually look at the Node documentation, you can see all the modules that you can utilize in Node. And this one's HTTP. So I'm going to pull that in. I'll show you right here. You can see all the requests, response, all that other stuff you'd expect from an HTTP server. And we'll go over some of the stuff in more detail as we dive deeper into Node. But first, we're kind of getting our feet wet. So, like I said, the first thing I need to do is I need to bring in that module to be able to utilize it. So I'm going to create a variable, var HTTP, and make that equal to. And then we use the require statement. The require statement says, I need this module for the code I'm going to write below this. So we're going to do require. And the module we need is HTTP. That's all we need. And now we want to create our server. So I'm going to create another variable, var my server equal to HTTP dot create server. And now I'm going to pass that a function. So this function is going to have both a request object and a response object. So we're going to do function, and I'm going to pass request, response, and then we will write some code. So since we are doing all the nitty-gritty of this, we need to have a response head. So when someone requests from my simple server here, we need to give the header back to it. So we're going to do response dot write head. I'm going to pass it a response code of 200. You're probably used to 404 code when they can't find a page. 200 says, hey, everything's okay. And they're going to tell it what type of content. And now this is the MIME content. And so we're going to do a content type. Of, and we could do text plain, but I'm just going to do text HTML. And if you want, you can look up all the different MIME types that you can utilize in this. Although, obviously, we're going to be using frameworks to do a lot of this stuff for us. And now we actually need to send something back. So we're going to do response.write. And I'm just going to do a minimalist HTML, so I'm going to bold this and I'm going to do hello node and then end that tag. And then the last thing we need to do is end it. Okay, outside of this function, we actually need to then tell our server what port to listen on. So when requests are made, what port should it be listening on? So we're going to do my server dot listen and pass in port 3000. And to make it easier for people to know what's going on, we're going to do a console dot log, and we're going to pass it some text here. We will do go to HTTP colon localhost colon 3000 in your browser to launch the app. And that's it. So we're just going to do, I'm going to save that file. And we're going to go to our PowerShell, and we're going to run that using node. So we're going to just type in node, and then we call that simple node sample.js. Click run, and you can see it does the console.log and tells us to go ahead and launch localhost 3000 in our browser. And we do that, we get back hello node. So very simple project, very simple web server, and you can see some of the components, and I could make that a little bigger, some of the components that we're going to be looking at as we take a step up, because as you can imagine, having to write this code piece by piece just using node would be extremely tedious. But as we said, using NPM, using generators, and using frameworks like Express make this really, really, really simple. So let's go ahead and do that next. Okay, now we've done this simple node project, but let's take it up a step and use a generator. So this is going to do a lot of the plumbing for us. So you actually do this on command line, but I want to show you where we get it from. So if I go to NPM, and we talked about NPM, Node Package Manager, in the beginning of this, and we're going to look at Express Generator in NPM. And if I click on that, you'll see, one, they tell you how to install it. Two, they tell you different things you can do. You can see some command line options here as well. We're going to actually use one of those, and we're going to talk about another one next time. So you can see this will actually install the generator. So first we have to install the generator, and then we would run the generator. And then we'll do this other stuff on the command line. But you can see there's a couple command line switches you can utilize as well. One of them, which we want to do, is do this dash dash git command. And the reason we want to do the dash dash git command is we're going to be at a later stage adding this to GitHub, and you don't want all files on GitHub. And so this will create a gitignore file for us that allows Git to ignore the files that we want it to ignore. You can see there's also, and we're going to talk about this in the next video, that this generator will have the HTML engine default to Jade. But if you wanted EJS instead, you can utilize that. Obviously, you know, dash dash help will give you the help information, version, etc. But we're going to go ahead and run this. So as it says, we're just going to do, I'm going to clear this out. We can start fresh here, and I'm going to go back a step. So we can create our project. So the first thing we need to do is install a generator. And so to do that, we do npm. And if you remember in our first video of setting everything up, you installed npm when you installed node. So you should have it. You should be running fine. So we're going to do npm install dash g, because we want to install this not just in a folder. We want to install this globally so anyone from anywhere can run this. And then we'll type in express generator. Now, I actually already have this installed, but this will go ahead and install it anyway for us. This will just take a few seconds, and you can see that it's done. Now, the next thing we need to do is create a project. So we're going to go ahead and do express. And again, this was in the documentation we just looked at. We need to name our project, and we're going to name this node. We can name that one node sample. And let's just be consistent and name this node sample express. And then we said we wanted to do dash dash git, so it'll create that file for us. And we're going to go ahead and hit enter. And bam. It created all of this framework for us. We're going to go ahead and look into these. A couple things I want to point out is that it tells you two things. One is that you need to install dependencies, and it tells you how to do that. We're going to look at it before we do that. And then it tells you how to run the app. And
One note is that if you're in terminal, you can run this command right here as is. If you're in the command window in Windows, you can run this as is. Same with this one. The problem with PowerShell is this, the ampersand is a reserved command, so you would have to run these on separate lines. It's cd into node sample express, and it looks like I spelled it wrong, but that's okay. We'll just keep typing it wrong, and npm install, and the same for running it using npm start. So we're going to go ahead and cd into that. Cd node sample xprss, because that's what I called it. And then we want to actually just bring up the code, because before we install stuff, I want to show you what it created. So we'll type in code again, and I'll do dot. You know, if you want to do Sublime, just leave a comment in the notes section down below, and I will give you a link to how you can have Sublime, S-U-B-L, come up as well. Let me go ahead and do that. And that will pop open Sublime. But as opposed to code, as opposed to Visual Studio Code, which will do that automatically, Sublime, you have to do a few things to get that to work. And it's different whether you're on version 2 or version 3 of Sublime. But we're going to go ahead and look at it in Sublime. You can see that right here, it created the gitignore file. And we're not going to go through that right now. The pieces I want you to look at are this one right here first, is package.json. So package.json tells Node what dependencies are needed for this project. So we can see that obviously we have our name up here, your version numbers. There's more stuff that that you can add to this. And then these are the dependencies that are needed for this project to work. And what that means is these are NPM packages as well. And so we need to have NPM install these. And the way it installs them is it looks here and says, oh, they need body parser, the specific version, they need cookie parser, debug, express, jade, morgan, and the serve favicon. Now, if you want, you could take some of these out, you know, like the serve favicon, but we're just going to leave all the defaults. And so to actually install these, I'll move this away. You need to make sure you're in your project folder, and you just do npm install, and it's going to run through that list and install them all for us. Now, while it's doing that, I'll bring this over. And you noticed already, well, that went actually pretty quickly. You notice that it created a node modules package now, or folder, I should say. And in here, you can see all these separate modules, serve favicon, the morgan, the jade, the express, debug, etc. So again, I've talked more than the time it takes to actually create this. If we want to then just get this running as is, we can do an npm start. And that'll get the node server running. And once again, if we just go to the localhost 3000, you can see Express, welcome to Express. So as easy as that, we have a website coming up and working automatically. So it's not doing anything too special right now, but let's go ahead and dive in and look at the different files that it's created. So you can see there's a routes folder and a views folder. And as opposed to me writing the HTML code as we did in that simple one, instead we're now pointing to different HTML generator files. So as opposed to the pure HTML, you can see that this is Jade, and Jade is telling it what HTML to write out instead of me having to hand type it. This is for the layout. This is the layout, meaning that these two files will extend layout. So you can see that layout has simple things like HTML, the head, the body, etc. One thing you'll note about Jade is there's no closing tags. And we will dive into Jade and you will either love it or you'll hate it. I'm told once you get used to it, you'll love it and you won't go back. But this is one type of HTML generator you can use. And then the routes tell it where to go. And in the next video, we're going to talk about routes a little bit more. But what I want to do is hop into app.js. Now, app.js is what is run when your server starts up. But how does it know to run this? So as we said, if you go to bin and www, it knows to load up that module by using this require. We saw this very simply in the node sample that we created. You can see that it's saying, make sure you pull in this folder. And it's, you know, backing up this space and then saying go to app. And it'll automatically look for an app.js or an app folder. In this instance, it's app.js. You can see that, again, here we're requiring HTTP just like we did before. You can see here we're creating the server just like we did before. And there's some other stuff in here as well. I think we can find down here in the bottom. Where is it? Obviously, air handling already built in for us. Oh, here it is. This is what I was looking for. The port to look for, obviously, is right here as well, port 3000. Once it goes here, it knows to jump to app.js, and then this loads everything else. Again, we're going to go over this in detail. I wanted to show you, though, what a generator can do for you. You can see just like we required the module for HTTP in our simple one, we're requiring Express. And Express itself is in these node modules, and I'll pop that open so you can see it. If I open this up, you can see it itself has a package.json file. And in the package.json file, there's a couple things. One is the description. And Express, as we dive into this, you'll see this is a fast, unopinionated, I like that, minimalist web framework. So it does the web plumbing for you. You can see there's a section for contributors. So you can see it has it, the license that it has, the keywords that you want to use. And then here's the dependencies that Express has. So it's just like what you did in your upper level web. It has its own dependencies. And we haven't talked about this yet, but it has dev dependencies as well. And we'll get into that another time. You can see the engines it uses. So the package.json file can be quite extensive once you really drill down into everything you need to do. But if we just go back to app.js, in the next video, we're going to take this step by step. We're going to talk in more detail about the requires. We're going to talk about the app. We're going to talk about Express. We're going to talk about routes and all of that stuff. So you can not only have this launch and have it create a website for you, but you'll be able to understand each piece of this generator and what it gives you. I hope you enjoyed this installment of Mean on Azure. We'll see you next time.